The JISC E-Learning Show, podcast special. Recently, there's been great interest in the use of the ETSCRI standard for exchanging course information. I was keen to find out what it was all about. I talked to Alan Paul, who is an expert in this field. I started out by asking him what he did and who he worked for.
I'm a freelance consultant. I have my own information management company. And I work on, at the moment, I'm working on a range of JISC projects, particularly on the Exchanging Course-Related Information standard. So we're looking, my work at the moment is looking particularly at how higher and further education institutions and data aggregating organisations can implement the ETSCRI standard. That's my primary.
And for people who aren't familiar with that standard, what does the ETSCRI standard do?
It's an information model, and there's an XML binding for that to structure course advertising information, so marketing information, information that students use for making choices about their courses, and it's the purpose of the ETSCRI standard is to enable institutions to publish in a standardized format, both for websites to pick up that information and display it in a similar way to an RSS feed, and also to permit interoperability between institutions, between data aggregating organizations and institutions, so that service providers can add value to that data. It's primarily so that there is a single standard that can be used throughout the UK and in the wider world in Europe as well, to enable the exchange of this course advertising information. So that's the main focus of ETSCRI.
And the longer term benefit, yes, you could, third parties can add value to it, it can be moved around, but what's that going to do for the students or for the institutions for that matter?
Well, the longer term benefit from the learner's point of view is that it enables enables students to compare course offerings across different institutions in a more standardized way. In other words, it will promote the information to students and the transparency of the offerings of learning providers to students, therefore making enabling students to make better choices of their learning opportunities. That's the general idea. It's also for learning providers, it gives them the opportunity to promote their information in a wider context. It enables them to supply their information more easily and therefore more cheaply to a whole range of different organisations. From the learning provider's viewpoint, at the moment, they're having to do a lot of rekeying of their information to different data aggregating organisations like UCAS or National Learning Directory or StudyLink and a lot of other organisations who are collecting that information. And they're having to spend a lot of time and effort just on rekeying. Now, with ETSCRI, they don't have to do that. They can key the information once into their own system, and then they can publish this information in the standard ETSCRI format, and other organisations can then connect to their web services or their URLs and pick up that information much more cheaply.
So, I mean, it's not immediately a particularly sexy standard, is it? But is it this sort of smaller standard work which is driving us forward with a lot of the technology and learning?
Yes, in a sense, the difficulty of explaining the merits of ETSCRI is because it is that kind of middleware bit. It is the non-sexy bit, really. But it's very, very important because it enables, it's an enabling technology. It enables a lot of value added to go onto courses information. And without a standard for exchanging courses information, you can't efficiently develop systems that collect this information, automatically. You have to rekey all the information into a different format if you don't have this standardised method of doing things.
So that
applies both to information systems within institutions. So information systems that are using course summarising information for students actually at an institution, and also externally. So it's not you can use XCRE for knitting together information systems within an institution, as well as for publishing externally.
And you went to the seminar, GIST seminar in Birmingham, yeah?
Yeah, yes.
And what was your main impressions from that seminar?
It was a very interesting set of discussions, and we're looking really at how the... Well, it wasn't focused primarily on XCRE, but it was looking really at... From my perspective, looking at interoperability and use of these new technologies that are emerging for the benefit of learners, really. That was the main focus of the stuff that I was discussing, really. Particularly, for example, you can use the XCRE information for presenting information to learners so that they can use it in their e-portfolios, which will help when they come to make applications for higher education, further education, or indeed for employment. The possibilities of knitting all this stuff together is what is the exciting bit, if you like. And without these interoperability standards, you can't really do that.
So essentially what was being discussed in Birmingham was bringing together people who are providing services for learners and look at how those different services might fit together.
That's it, I think. The individual JISC funded projects have their own specific outputs and focuses, and it's not until you get together as a kind of whole program that you begin to see how those project outputs and outcomes might fit together. And that was the good thing from my point of view. Having been involved in a lot of the e-admissions demonstrator projects, and XCRE was involved in some of those, it was useful to see how these things might in the future fit together. There are lots and lots of building blocks that these projects have produced. And we're now in a situation where we need to move on and try to fit some of these building blocks.
I mean, what's come out of those e-admissions projects? Because we still haven't got e-admissions, have we?
Well, we have in some institutions. It's definitely a growing area. Those projects were demonstrating specific use of specific technologies. For example, we have got in the Portishead project. We were looking at the efficacy, really, of e-portfolios in higher education admissions. And from that project, we've got a couple of demonstrators which are showing, in a way, a proof of concept of how e-portfolios might be used in higher education admissions. The demonstrators were showing the integration of entry profile information, which is effectively course advertising information, at the point at which applicants are making their choices, of course, and showing how they can look at entry profiles and use that information from institutions to influence their personal statements, which is a crucial part of their application for higher education. And in addition, the Portishead project had another demonstrator which was looking at form fill that applicants do, and providing a mechanism for applicants to automatically populate an e-form with information from their e-portfolio. So Portishead has got a major role in showing these technologies. The Delia project, which is demonstrating enhanced learner information in admissions, that project was showing how institutions could synchronize their entry profile information with the UCAS system. So again, that's using the XCRE standard and showing how, instead of rekeying all this information into a UCAS system, institutions could key it into their own system and then synchronize with the UCAS systems. That's a straightforward application of the XCRE technology. So that's a couple of examples of how these things can work. Now, the importance of entry profiles can almost not be understated, really. It's very important for HE admissions in terms of the transparency information that institutions are presenting, so that applicants can make good choices. And any technologies that we can use that will help institutions to give large volumes of information very efficiently are going to be very useful for them.
The JISC e-learning show is a Pontedusky production for JISC. It was introduced by Graham Atwell and produced by Dirk Stieglitz. The e-learning show is licensed under by attribution, non-commercial, share alike Creative Commons license.